Maybe you've heard the myth that you swallow about 8 spiders a year while you sleep. It is just a myth, by the way.
Then let's stop saying it.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX. This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do, or something we hope that doesn't happen to you.
We're going to introduce you to Dr. Krista Edelman. She lives in Virginia. She's a gastroenterologist. And the setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without waking up to a bat trying to burrow inside your mouth, then you're doing okay.
What?
And then I felt on its back really kind of coarse, short hair. And when that happened, I realized that was not a mouse.
Yeah, she thought.
That would be awful, too.
She was kind of having a dream when she felt this bat land on her face that she was dreaming about a little field mouth, a mouse, kind of doing the same thing, burrowing inside her mouth. Then she realized when she opened her mouth and
not
felt it, no, it was, in fact, a bat.
And I immediately somehow knew it was a bat. This bat was legitimately trying to burrow between my lips into my mouth.
Okay.
Well, bats need caves.
Can someone explain why?
How in the world?
Yes.
Moral of the story is, get your exterminator to come out and check your attic and your chimneys, especially if you live in an old house in Richmond like I do.
Yeah, so she...
old house, okay.
Had the bat tested for rabies, obviously, and it came back negative, so that's good.
Oh my gosh, could you even imagine that? No!
We'll share the Instagram reel on ours at Ben and Kelly Show.
Like, how would she ever sleep again? I would never sleep again.
Like,
I would never, never, never sleep again.
Yeah, Maddie texts in, Ben, if I can't sleep tonight, I'm blaming you. Listen,
yes, 1,000%.
It's not me. It's the bats.
Yeah, sure. And it's Krista who should have just kept this to herself. Dr. Krista.
Yeah, Dr. Krista. I mean, what a why. Like, I want to know, what was the reasoning for trying to get behind her teeth?
I don't, again, other than just, that's a very small cave.
Right. Victoria texts in and says,
but that's way too small.
Little guy just needed a little comfy place to hang.
I mean,
look.
I was never, ever, ever aware, none of us were aware that that could be a possibility.
Well, and you know, you have seen before, you know, maybe you've gone to sleep and you've woken up and there's been a bird inside your house. You're like, oh, wow, okay. But you never in 1,000 years would have thought, oh, the bird's going to try to roost inside my mouth.
Yeah, no, you don't think of roosting
no.
in your mouth.
I don't even think, like, there are spider. I'll see a spider on the ceiling of our bedroom and I'm like, oh, a little house spider. I'm not even thinking that spider's going to go inside my mouth.
See, I'm afraid of that.
See, I'm not.
That's why I kill them all.
No.
Like, if they're in
my
house,
the
sorry,
spiders
you're
inside
dying.
Your
it's
house are good.
No, it's,
those are good.
No, because that can go in my mouth. Mary Jane says, I had a tree frog going on my face recently more than once because I was on my phone and didn't know what the heck was on me. Yeah, pretty cool.
Ooh. Yeah, so look, Dr. Krista is just kind of unlocking a new fear for us all, and this setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without waking up to find a bat trying to burrow inside your mouth, then you're doing okay.
Yeah, Anna says, I'm using mouth tape for the rest of my life now.
I can understand.
Yeah.
I can understand.
Yeah. And Jay says, I live in the woods. That's never happened to me.
Well there Jace, could always be a
just,
first.
Yeah.
There could be a
now
first.
You know, to be on alert.
I tell you what, we've got so many text messages rolling in. Let's open up a, like, what wild thing did you wake up to discover? Like, animal-wise. What? Anything that disturbed you in your sleep and you discover it was an animal?
I hope that it's not bat burrowing in your mouth like Krista.
I mean, actually,
I hope that has not happened.
I hope it is, so you can tell the story.
Oh, great. No, no. No. That's what Maddie says. You're telling the story, Benjamin. That's why, like, we were all blissfully skipping through life, not hearing this story and being oblivious to that being a thing.
Well.
And now.
Welcome to it.
You have thrust the knowledge.
Yep. Welcome to it,
into
friends.
Our ear holes, and we're mad about it.
All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear some of your stories. But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without letting a bat try to burrow inside your mouth while you sleep.
Crazy.
Then you're doing okay.